Bedtimes off. I love recording in bed. Just give me a second. Give me a second. Yes. Yes. Nothing beats lying in bed after a long day. Yes. You know what I have stuck in my head? What was that audio I recorded? I forgot the title already. Yes. Buns in my bed. Oh my gosh, it's already 2 months ago that I recorded that. But apparently the title got a lot of you guys thinking about a song by the Strumbellas called Spirits. And that song goes, I've got guns in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't go. Except for you guys have replaced it with buns. Now I have that song stuck in my head. I got buns in my head and they won't go. Scritchies in my head and they won't slow. Do 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 do. But I don't know how the rest of that song would go. Thanks for the comments. I really like them. I like all my comments. And talking about comments, I'm really, really sorry for making a bunch of you guys feel emotional with the Kikiri Girl. If you haven't listened to the Kikiri Girl, stop this audio right now and go listen before I get mad at you, okay? Okay, before I get mad at you. But yeah, Kikiri Girl, it's been 2 years since the first audio came out. And the first sequel came October of last year. We decided to premiere it exactly 1 year after its release, and now we did the follow-up. So the trilogy is now complete. Joker wanted to do this thing where it kind of wraps up the whole story in a meta. And so every time you see the Kikiri Girl, there's a reason why you revisit. I love her. A lot of these scripts and stories kind of build into who I am today, and Kikiri Girl is really one of them. That's why I have my muffins and my love for scritchies. That one might not have been my first scritchy audio, but it was definitely one of my biggest. And then it spawned into this whole skitty verse. And now I have so many lovable characters. And it's time to make more. Yes, I will have a whole army of skitties. Yeah. But, ramble. What did I want to talk about? So, it's November already, and I have new obligations for this month for Patreon, for all my other listeners. So, here's what's planned. I need to finish the Not Safe for Work vanilla audio that I talked about last month. I put a little too much on my plate and I didn't get to that one, because what did I do last month? What did I do? I have to remind myself. The Big Sis audio for Pizza Hut. I did 3 audios for YouTube, which was my gutter cat. I think I have to revisit her sometime. I did my AMA, and then I did Kikiri Girl. So that's 4 public audios. And then I did my 2 Patreon ones. What did I do for Patreon? I did my closet tour, and I did. Oh, yes. I completely fucked up Fortune's comfort audio by giving it the stupidest read. And a nice one, obviously. So, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 audios. Is there more? I feel like I did another one. Patreon. What did I? I'm trying to open up my app. Nope, I guess that was it. So, yeah, I did 7 audios. And I didn't get time to squish in the 8th. So, this month, I need to finish my vanilla. I need to think of more audio ideas. I've had this on my head for a long time. I really want to do a mean audio, where I just call you guys all pieces of shits. You guys are horrible. I don't like you at all. Although I'm kind of bad with coming up mean things to say on the spot. I'll think about that one. I also don't want to come off like too mean. Maybe like sun mean. Yeah. You bags of poop. No, I don't think I could go full mean. I'm gonna do like fun mean. Yeah. So that's potential. I really want to put it on YouTube. Because I have my bad sleep aid. I could do a mean sleep aid. That would be so fun. I'll think about it. Let me know if that's something you guys want. But I know I also have shelved projects I need to work on. There's the Giantess Girlfriend that I talked about eons ago that I still want to do. I just don't really know what direction to take her in, I'll be honest. I think I want her safe for work. That I don't mind looting her. I need ideas. I've just got stuck on her. There's also the vampire hypnosis audio. That one's a big project. If I end up doing that one this month, it'll probably take up the most time. But it also includes a safe work and not safe for work version. And hopefully be gender neutral, so... I'll get the vanilla out of the way first, and then I'll decide what to do next. The collab that I talked about a couple months ago is finally coming out. That artist is finally ready. I think the artist has already revealed me to her patrons, so why not? I'm gonna tell you about it too. It's Dude That's Lewd. Detail. I did a collab with her. It's just a little short one. Apparently we bully you. We bully. I love bully. And so, actually, she's more the bully. I just get dragged into this. So she told me that this audio is supposed to come out this month. I've been hanging on to my audio file for quite a while now, so I think I'll do a little preview. I'll share a minute or two. As a Patreon thingamabob on my lowest tier. But if you don't want to do Patreon, that's totally okay. You guys could listen to it whenever DTL drops it. I'm assuming she'll tweet me about it, or she'll let me know. Or you could just subscribe to her, I'm sure most of you guys already are. And yeah, I'm just curious to see how that'll go. I'll be very honest, I haven't listened to the full audio. I literally just downloaded the FLAC file now, because this is how much I cannot listen to ASMR. It squeaks me out. So I gave it a quick little skim through. I think it sounds alright. I don't know how to judge ASMR. There's ear licking at the end. But I'm not going to share that. You'll just have to listen to the full audio. Anywho, that's my update. I hope you guys are all doing well. And that you have the button song stuck in your head now. I've got buttons in my head and they won't go. Scratches in my head and they won't slow. Alright. Go do something nice for yourself now. I'm gonna go edit this audio. Love you guys. Hug. Oh, Pinkun says hi. He's just up here. See you guys later.